This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
That is brand new from Paris Hilton, featuring Meghan Trainor. It's called Chasin'. It is produced by Sia. We had a chance to chat with Paris Hilton via video. She's kind. She's sweet. She's one of the most famous people in the world. And when you think about the word celebrity and fame, Paris Hilton would be at the top of that list.
She's an icon.
Right?
Love her or hate her, she's an icon.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about a bunch of different things during this chat. We started first with that song. It is definitely Sitting by the Pool.
Banger.
Right? Sitting by the pool, just talking about whatever that relationship was that you just left, and you're like, I'm done with it. I'm done chasing your love. It's a vibe. Sitting by the pool, enjoying that. And she talked about that and kind of likened it to Stars Are Blind.
Totally. It's like the ultimate breakup anthem. And I love that it has kind of like that feel almost of Stars Are Blind, where it just feels like tropical-y summer.
Right.
And it's so catchy. And I love that it's just an empowering anthem because, you know, and if you're going through a breakup, it could be so hard sometimes, but you can sometimes just find that song that just makes it feel all better. And so many people have come up to me on the streets or at my different shows and just said, thank you so much for making Chasin'. Just broke up with my boyfriend and the song like saved my life. And now I just listen to it on repeat and I'm never getting back with him. So it's cool just to be able to really make music that people can really feel and really be affected by in a good way.
And so how did it come to be that you got together with Meghan for this song?
Well, we have been friends for a long time now. And then when Sia started calling people and telling them that she was executive producing my album, Meghan texted me and was like, oh my God, you're doing another album. I didn't know. Like, this is amazing. I have so many songs that I wrote that would be perfect for you. So she sent me a bunch of songs. I loved all of them. And then I recorded the vocals on it and I sent them to her and she just called me back after and said, oh my God, I'm so blown away. I love this so much. What do you think? Like, do you think that you would want me to be a feature on it? Would that be okay? And I was like, what? Yeah, of course.
No, why would I want Meghan Trainor?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Of course I'm going to say yes. But that made me feel so good just to like know that she loved it so much that she wanted to be on it too.
Now, we had a chance to go to the Grammy Awards in 2005. So it's 20 years ago, actually, this month that you and I got to go. Mm-hmm. And while we had crappy seats, we sat at the very top in the back.
We sat against the wall at the Staples Center.
Yeah, we did.
I don't care.
And then we did get invited to this after party thing that some record label thing.
We got invited, but they forgot to put us on any lists.
Correct.
So that wasn't embarrassing at all.
Did a big man with a clipboard like stop you at the door?
We didn't even get through the turnstile line.
Yeah, I don't think we got through the parking lot.
Not really.
Tell everybody what we saw.
Yeah, so we're waiting outside because we got there wicked early because we don't understand Hollywood rules. And so we're there just kind of standing there not knowing what really to do with ourselves. And this beautiful light blue, what car was it?
I don't even remember.
It's a Bentley.
It was blue
Bentley.
And pink, I think.
It was blue and it was a Bentley. That's what it was. And it comes by and the guy outside the door waves. And then she waves. And I'm like, oh my God, that's Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. And she is driving her own car. No one is driving her.
Yep.
She's going to go park her own car. And they were like, yeah, Paris, just put it over there like you normally do. She pulled in. She waved at all the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
She parked her own car, got out of said car, walked in, waved to everybody, I just couldn't believe she was driving her own car.
So she was on the list?
She was definitely on the list. What surprised me about the whole thing was how the paparazzi, I don't know if you remember this or not, they ran out into the middle of the street as she was trying to pull into that parking lot. And like all the lights are flashing and she's trying to drive. It was just utter chaos. So I asked her about that moment and that car.
I still actually have that car right in my driveway, my pink Bentley.
It's a Bentley? Is it a Bentley?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Love it. I can't even drive it anywhere anymore because I feel like I'm Mickey Mouse at Disneyland because I will literally be driving on the freeway in it and people will just stop and get out of their cars to come take selfies of me, like literally while we're on a freeway with like traffic. It's definitely not the most low key car.
Right. So,
but I love it because it's just like so iconic. I was like, I have to keep it. It's kind of just like a prop at this point that I use for TikTok videos.
Right.
Especially back then before social media, it was just every moment from when I would leave my house. I lived right on King's Road above Sunset Plaza. So it was, now I'm in a gated community, thank God. But there would be like 50 of them waiting outside my house. And from the moment I would wake up in the morning and leave till I would go home at night, they would just all follow me everywhere I went. And it would get really dangerous sometimes, just constantly chasing me, fighting over the shot. Like, it was scary sometimes, especially when they would literally start beating each other up sometimes just to like get a picture. They would just like get, it was crazy. It was like every time I left my house, I felt like it was like a red carpet because there was just so many people, so many tour buses, so many other random people.
You were always so kind though. You were very kind to the people because you understood they were working, I guess.
Yeah, I know people are doing their job and I've just, that's just how I am. I'm just, I've never been mean to someone. It's just not in me. Mm. And I always love to be kind and nice to everyone. But yeah, being a mom now, especially, I'm very protective of my babies. So it does get kind of scary just going. We went to an event recently and there were so many paparazzi and just I'm holding both of my babies, like a 1-year-old and 2-year-old. And they're just kind of like bumping into each other. And I'm just like, guys, like I literally have my babies here. Like, please like chill out a little bit.
She's all grown up. Paris Hilton's now a mom.
She's a good one. Like, I just don't think in that year, like, she was so famous.
Mm-hmm.
She's part of the reason TMZ exists.
Right. She was 19 years old, I think.
So famous.
Right.
She couldn't go anywhere or do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, wild. Good for her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.